I titled this message this morning, Pray It Forward. Pray It Forward. Luke 18:1 says this, And Jesus spoke a parable unto them that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. The word ought here is very interesting because it means of necessity. As binding oneself to another for help. As binding oneself to the Father. As of, it's a necessity. Another word is the word must. So we could substitute, we could say men out of necessity must pray. Out of necessity. So he goes on to say we're to pray. Now the word here is very interesting because pray has several different definitions. It has to do with supplicating or asking humbly. Did any of you during worship this morning ask some things of the Lord? Anybody? You asked some things of the Lord. And when you did that, you were supplicating in that worship. You were asking him humbly in the presence of God. The Bible says that when we come humbly before the throne of God, we receive. That's a given. That if we'll come humbly to the presence of God, we'll receive. Another is worship. Another word for pray here is the word worship, or intense admiration and deep reverence, or to seek the Lord. How many of you this morning, during our worship, were intensely seeking the Lord? You were also praying. You were praying. See, Jesus said, My house shall be called a house of prayer. This house is a house of prayer. But then he says, there's another definition here, and in the Greek, and it means to make earnest prayer or to call for. In other words, to call for the promises of God, the things that God has already said are ours, to call for them to come into existence. Hello, somebody. To come into existence and manifestation. How many of you, when you worshiped this morning, out of your heart you were calling for some things that you have been asking or praying for, but you were calling them to be manifest today in your life? Let me see your hands. Now maybe some of you didn't realize that you were doing that, but you were. You were saying, God, manifest. We prayed for this to happen. We prayed for the anointing of God. We prayed for the Spirit of the Lord to move upon us and saturate the house like he has this morning. We called upon him. And the Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, Call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Prayer. But then he says, don't faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Faint simply means in the Greek, it means to fail in heart or to be weak and have no spiritual strength. There just cannot be anyone in this house this morning that hasn't been touched with the Spirit of God's strength, because he's here. And when you acknowledge him, that strength comes. Amen. And the Bible even declares that when we are weak, that's when we are strong. Are you with me? All right, here we go. Don't faint. Don't be weary. New King James Version says, don't lose heart. I want you to see something very powerful as believers, all right? Because prayer is the most important communication that we have with the Father. It's the most important thing that we do in relationship to our Heavenly Father, is to pray. We've been experiencing all those forms of praying this morning by supplication, by worship, by making earnest call upon the Lord. We've already been doing that today. The challenge is to keep on and don't faint. Keep on and stay strong. Keep on and don't give up. Are you still here? Because the Spirit of God is still here. In fact, I'm telling you, it's all I can do to preach. I sense such a strong anointing of God, just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. See, praying is service to the Lord. If you want to know how to serve God, pray. Because in your praying, it is service to the Lord. It is fellowship. I like this one. It's intimacy with God. Every born-again believer in their lives needs to find a place alone with God where it's just you and the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, where you can be intimate with Him and tell Him everything that's in your heart without fear of anybody else around you knowing what's going on. But you and the Holy Spirit and Jesus know what's going on. Come on, somebody. And get an answer to prayer and an empowerment that you need, because you've been in an intimate place with the Spirit of God. Listen, this morning, we as a congregation, as a body, are in an extremely intimate place with God. You know that the Spirit of the Lord this morning, as we were worshiping, was revealing secrets to you. He was speaking them to the depths of your heart. He was speaking to you things that you needed answers for, and He gave you clarity in your mind. There was intimacy that was going on with you and the Father. And it's still happening because He hasn't left. Praying. See, praying is a responsibility of the believer. It's a responsibility. It's ours. Praying, if you're taking notes, write these down. Praying is a release of authority. It's speaking the word of the Lord verbally and over the works of the enemy. Come on. It's the release of authority, the Word of God. See, praying establishes the Spirit and the Word of the Lord in the earth. What's happening in a gathering like this morning, where the power and the presence and the glory of the Lord is here so strong, and the anointing of the Lord that has not lifted from this house, He is still here releasing anointing upon us. that when we worship and we're declaring words of praise and intimacy and thanksgiving and glory and calling on the name of the Lord, we are establishing the Spirit of God in the earth that says, Father, we are seeking you to a level and a realm of your glory that you've called us to. And so we in that are establishing that dimension, that level of God in the earth, and we won't be satisfied with anything less. Come on. Come on. As we're praying, we're worshiping today, we're declaring and establishing a new place. Come on. A new place, a new realm. One we may have not been in before, but one that we will not leave. Because we've touched the glory of heaven. How many of you are still with me? I'm going to ask, let's ask the Holy Spirit to make time stand still this morning. Praying is also declaring. In other words, it's establishing boundaries and parameters. When we move into the glory of God as today, and I'm going to keep referring to this because we need to catch what the Spirit of God is doing in this place. As we continue in that anointing, we're establishing or we are declaring boundaries and parameters. In other words, we're saying to the enemy, you can't cross this line. Come on. We're saying to the enemy, look, I've got boundaries around my family. The Father said he would be a wall of fire around me, and he would be the glory in the midst of me. I'm establishing a parameter and a boundary where the devil cannot cross. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. That's praying. Hallelujah. It's also, I like this one, it's conquering. You may not realize it this morning, but because you're in the presence of God and the glory of the Lord is still hanging in this house, and there are angels all around this building this morning, you may not realize it or not, but you, while you've been worshiping, you have been conquering. You've been conquering some flesh. You've been conquering the enemy. You've been conquering the natural. You've been tearing down strongholds of demonic power in the heavens. You have been conquering and defeating the devil on your behalf, in your territory, for your life, for your family, for your kids. Come on, somebody, for your job. Amen. You've been conquering because we have been praying. Somebody say, I'm conquering. Now, here's the promise of God, all right, in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, anybody here belong to God? You're his people. In fact, if we put it in modern day vernacular, we're his peeps. His people. If my people, who are called by my name, you're not just called by the name of Nomi. You're called by the name of Jesus. into the kingdom. Called by the name of the Father. I got an inheritance from my earthly father. Part of it is this hair thing. But I got a greater inheritance from my heavenly Father. And I'm called by His name. Let the devil call you whatever he wants to call you. Just let it go in one ear and out the other. And say, that's a lie. I'm a child of God. My heavenly Father's called me by name. And He said, if I will pray, He will hear from heaven. Because I'm called by His name. Hallelujah. Amen. I knew if I could go to my father, his name is Don. When I was a child, I could receive from my father, Don. But I've got greater faith to know that I can go to my heavenly Father and receive from Father God, from Jehovah Jireh, from Jehovah Shalom. Come on, somebody. From Jehovah our healer, Jehovah our provider, Jehovah our peace, Jehovah our righteousness. That we. Come on, preach with me. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear out of heaven and I will heal their land. You know, the most important thing that we can do as believers in the last days is pray. Pray. Because when you pray, you'll turn the tide of things. If you'll pray, you can turn an impeachment into a... Come on, somebody. Amen. If you'll pray, you can turn an attack and make that attack become a defeat. If my people will pray. Here's the key. If we'll pray, God will move. It's just that simple. If we will pray, God will move. The reason He's moving in this house this morning is because we prayed. We asked Him to. And if what you're seeing in the house of God is an answer to prayer, I've got great news for you. Wherever you pray, God will move. It's like David, he said, Father, I long for the sanctuary. I long to see You move as I've seen You move in the sanctuary. Is anybody still here today? The glory of the Lord's still here. If we'll pray. Now here's the powerful thing. The powerful thing is this. We always pray. We always worship. We always act. We always call upon God out of a place of victory. Not out of a place of despair. You may be in despair, but David said, wait a minute. I may feel like I am, but Lord, lift me up. Amen. We always pray from faith. We don't pray from, oh, woe is me. I don't know if You're going to do something, God. And we don't worship that way either. We don't magnify God that way either. We always worship and pray and exalt Him and supplicate from a place of faith because Jesus has already won the victory. Hallelujah. It's a done deal. Your victory is already a done deal. It will be made manifest in the natural. It will come to pass, and you will see it happen in Jesus' mighty name. If we pray. If we pray. Because God moves when we pray. We pray from faith. We don't pray from our past. We pray from the future, from the present into the future. We don't pray from what something happened back here in our life. We pray. Oh, this is pretty hot. We pray from the present right now, because faith is now. Hebrews 11, now faith is. It wasn't now faith was, now faith is. Are you hearing this? Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we don't pray from what was, but we're praying right now into what is and what God said will be. Come on. So every time you're worshiping from now into what God's going to do in your life this moment and for your future. Come on, somebody. When you supplicate, you're supplicating into what God's doing right now and into your tomorrow. If there's baggage hanging on to you from the past, if you approach God from the now, He will break the bondage of the past and He'll move you into the future. Somebody needs to hear this this morning. Hallelujah. Because we're praying from faith to faith, from victory to victory. You might feel like you're in despair, but you know what Paul said? We're never forsaken. It may feel like despair, but God will turn it into victory, because He is the victor. Amen. Can you stay with me a couple more minutes? Now watch this. To pray or praying is the action of the Holy Spirit stirring our heart into what He wants to accomplish for us. That's praying. When somebody says, you know, they say, well, I'm going to say a prayer for you. Sometimes I wonder if they understand what they're saying. Because they're are written prayers. There are things, there are prayers in the Bible. Sometimes when we pray, we just throw something off the top of our head and it never engages our heart. Anybody ever been there? I've done it. I've just thrown things off the top of my head to the Lord. Yeah. But my heart was in spirit, was never engaged with what I was thinking. Now watch this. Praying. This is powerful. Praying is an act of spiritual connection with the Holy Spirit, which is stirred up by the Word of God. So in worship and in our praying and our supplication today and our responding to the anointing of God, there's a spirit connection with the Holy Ghost that moves us out of places of doubt and unbelief into a present place of faith and confidence in Almighty God. And as we respond to the anointing of God in that praying, the Holy Spirit then thrusts us by faith into our tomorrow so that we can believe God for what we've been asking Him even in the past. and see it made manifest by the power and the glory of God, because it wasn't something we just threw off the top of our head. It was something in our spirit that was engaged by the Holy Ghost, and when the Holy Ghost engages it, He knows the will of God, and He will pray according to the will of God and pray us into our future by the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to give God praise right now. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Give Him a hallelujah. Give the Lord a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me all over this house. How many sense the glory of the Lord is still here? Because He resides in this building and He resides inside of you as the temple of the living God. How many of you lift your hand and you'd say, I got a revelation from God this morning in my spirit. Their hands all over the place. It's going to help you move in out of your past into your future purpose of God. Lift both hands with me to the Lord God. Father, time's short. We know that time is of essence in this world. Time that we spend in Your presence, Father, is of essence. It is more important to us than anything else, Father, in life, is to be in Your house and to worship, where the glory of the Lord is revealed and poured out. Father, seal the word of God in every heart this morning with the power of Your anointing. In Jesus' mighty name. And move us, Father, outside of this house to pray. To pray. To be praying. To be a prayer. Because when we pray, You move. Father, thank You for the anointing upon every heart.